phone lines are open at 221-1402. On News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This is Carl Linda Bott. Phone lines here, 221-1402, and stand by. We got a show today. Let's introduce you to the posse. Our producer, Kelly Frost, Jr.
Good morning.
I understand that you were assaulted in the park yesterday.
Yeah.
What happened?
It was a nice day, you know, yesterday, so yeah. I went down to the park, Caldwell Park, with my dog, and the dog police came and said no dogs in the park.
You know what? No dogs in the park.
Is that all over Reading?
Yeah, it's all city parks in Reading. You can't have your dog there.
Not even on a leash.
Mm-mm. You can walk them along the river trail, but you can't be in the park itself.
Yeah. You know, we talked about there's probably several reasons, one of which I stepped in this morning. But anyway.
Even in the doggy park, they don't have, there before. And, hi, yes, good morning.
Hey. My partner here, Linda Bott.
Well, we talk about the dog park up there next to, it. I don't know if it's Benton Dog Park, is that what it's called? We've been up there before, and there are people who just don't pick up after their dogs. Hello, they leave the stuff there for you to do it. We were there, and there was that kind woman once that was there with her shovel, and she was just shoveling up other people's dogs' messes.
Well, I think that's probably a big reason. Plus the fact of, you know, dogs running loose. Because, see, people that clean up after their dogs, probably the most, they're responsible for the most part. But people that don't clean up or let their dogs run loose, because guess what? Their dogs are so cute, they won't bite anybody. And then they go over and they, you know, and they carry away a two-year-old. So, okay, hey, they've done it again.
What?
Governor Schwarzenegger vetoes the California budget package one more time. You know, yesterday we had Senator Sam Amstead on there, and he said, look, we're not going to be raising taxes like that. And so the Democrats, what do? And I say Democrats, people, not because they're Democrats, but because they're Democrats in charge of the legislature, threw another package up there, and Schwarzenegger vetoed it for the reason of not enough budget cuts and not enough economic stimulus packages. So now it looks like we could be getting IOUs in the future. Well, IOUs to keep things running. Well, does that mean then that we, when it comes to paying our state income taxes this year, we can put IOUs in the mail? You know, you haven't paid us. You know, we're having to get by, so why can't we give you an IOU? I mean, can we do anything like that? Is that possible? Anyway.
I don't know, but we have a caller. The first caller wants to talk about the economy. Should we go to the phones?
Okay. Henry, good morning. You're up first.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How are you?
We're doing good, Henry.
Say, first thing I'd like to do is make a prediction. And I don't mean to be down on the economy particularly, but my prediction would be this, that within 1 year of today, or the 1st of January, 10% of the businesses in the city of Reading will be out of business, and our unemployment rate will be somewhere in the neighborhood of 20%. Now, that being said, there are two or three things that I found out yesterday that I wasn't aware of. First of all, the county or the city has raised the building fees 20%. Now,
is that raised to 20% from last year?
This is what I understand. Now, I don't know whether it was the city or the county or both, but one or the other did at least. Now, with the economy being what it is, it looks to me like they're grabbing for money any place they can get it. What I would like to see, Carl, is this, that I would like to see an itemized accounting made by the city that would be available to at least committee of three independent accountants. And let those accountants review that and then have them on your show to tell the people exactly where the money's going. And I don't mean city accountants, I mean independent accountants.
I think, isn't the budget open to public scrutiny?
I think it is, but they don't give an itemized account. I'm talking about wages, I'm talking about everything.
Okay. Well, that's not a bad idea, Henry. Maybe, and, you know what? We're going to have. I've been playing phone tag with the mayor, and this is something I'll ask him about too. About is there like transparency about where we spend the money? And by the way, Henry, I've got to take a break right now. If you want to hang on to the other side, plus we've got the phone lines lit up, but if you want to hang on to the other side.
Yeah, I'll hang on.
Okay. All right. Hey, look, this is Carl Lindabad here on Free Fire Radio. Phone lines are backing up. It's News Talk 1400 KQMS here on Free Fire Radio.
So let's get this straight. You're looking more in today's Reading Record search line.
Welcome back. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Let's get back to the phones. Henry.
Henry, yes. You need to finish up. We've got the phone lines backed up here.
Okay. Basically, what I'd like to have people do, any of the accountants or CPAs that are listening, I'd like to have one of them call in and give an opinion on this. If there's anyone out there that happens to be in the loop right now. It seems to me like the city is spending a tremendous amount of money on things that we really don't need, that are uncalled for, and with the economy being what it is, we need to create jobs, not make it harder for people to work.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, Henry, hey, thank you so much for your phone call.
Thank you for your time.
You bet. Anytime here, Henry. Thanks for calling. Russell, good morning. You're up.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, what's up?
I just wanted to talk about the economy a little bit.
Okay.
And what I would like to do is I would like to plead with the people that are out there this morning. I want them to think a little bit. I want them to do what the Democratic Party does not want them to do. I want them to use their minds and apply some common sense here. The way we fix this economy is not by the way the Democrats are saying we need to do it. We don't need to create class warfare. We don't need to excessively tax rich people because they're rich. Just because they're rich does not mean they are evil. Most of those people that have money are in a place of success right now, earned it. They worked hard and they got to where they were because they wanted it and they went out and got it.
I would say the majority, I'd say a lot of people were like that, yes.
Okay.
I don't think Paris Hilton falls in there.
And everybody's getting, and Pelosi and God and Dean and even our president-elect Obama, they're talking about all these tax increases that they want to put on these people up in the upper echelon of the income place, and they want to redistribute all this wealth. The thing I want you to think about is this. With the economy in the state that it is in right now and jobs being lost, if our federal government starts instituting these tax increase policies on these people, you are cutting your own throats, because I want you to think about who the people are that are cutting these jobs out. It's these people that you want to increase their taxes on. And when you start increasing their taxes, they start thinking about what can we do to recoup more money because of our tax increase. And one of the first things they do is they start looking at how many jobs can they cut.
Well, you know, what I understand, I get, you know, we have different sources at all times here, but I understand is that President-elect Obama said letting the Bush tax cuts stay in place until they run out in 2010. If that's the case, he's not going to go after the higher incomes. Now, I heard that a couple of days ago, so you know, we're still researching that.
And I'm hoping he does allow that to happen. In fact, I would like to see him increase those tax cuts even further across the board for everybody.
Well, we're getting ready to have what's the word after trillion? Because it looks like I think our budget's going to be going there too our deficit's going to be going there with the amount of money we're giving away.
With all the federal spending, yes. They need our Congress, especially the Democrats who have a major majority up there, need to apply some responsibility when it comes to the fiscal end of our government.
Well, somebody has to, since when Republicans were in there, they didn't. And it's, you know, we've grown by so much. Even when the number of jobs that grew during the Bush administration, it's going to come out to something like maybe 8 to 10 million jobs grew during that 8 years. But it's still, we're in such a quandary right now that we've got to do, you know, okay, there's got to be some stimulus, but there's also got to be, just like you said, Russell, and I think like everybody says, you got to start cutting. And one of the ways to start cutting is to take a look, bring in some people that aren't associated with the government and pork, and get in there and just say, and start looking at every department in this bureaucracy and say, hey, let's cut 10% out.
I think Dave Ramsey needs to come in and help the federal government with a total money makeover. I think that's what needs to happen.
Yeah. Hey, Russell, thanks for your phone call. Russell, we got a break here. Thank you.
Call.
You bet. Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. You know, people are pissed off about the economy, and you can't blame them. Because, you know, we're doing what we're supposed to do. We're working, we're paying our taxes, we're out there doing what we're supposed to do. And our elected officials are not cooperating. They are fighting among themselves, and they are acting like a bunch of children at a playground. How would you know what? You know, Schwarzenegger had great training before he became governor because he made a movie called Kindergarten Cop. That is exactly what's going on in Sacramento. Hey, people, wake up.
You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott. Welcome back. News Talk 1400 KQMS. You know what? I got to tell you right now, this is Free Fire Radio, and that's what we love about this open line. Call in with your passion. You know, if somebody trashed you on my television show, yeah. I pull out their hair extensions and dump coffee on their face, too. I beat them up.
What are you talking about there, hon?
Well, like, you know, this morning on Fox, you know, we like to watch Megan and Bill. First thing when we wake up,
yeah.
They're a joyous news team. Sharon Osbourne, I guess, evidently has a talk. I don't know what she has, but there was a girl. It was, you know, reality TV, and I guess evidently she was talking smack about her husband, and she just got up and let her have it. And I said, go for it, girl.
Poured coffee on her?
Well, she poured some kind of dark beverage.
And then pulled her hair out?
I guess. I don't know. All of a sudden, I think it could have been somewhat staged because all of a sudden they had bouncers by the mini that were right there, like waiting. It wasn't like it was a, you know, like on a nighttime talk or something where everything's supposed to be peaceful and all of a sudden some outrage.
So it's kind of like one of our city council meetings here. How about a segue into that, okay?
I just if somebody was going to talk smack about you, I'd take them down.
Good.
All right, there we go.
All right, thanks.
Passion.
All right, you know what? You know, a lot of, on the front page today, again, we're talking about, but a lot of talk about the raise and the Reading utility rates and the possibility of evictions from people after their homes, after utilities are cut off. Well, this has really touched a major chord in the city, as you can tell. We're talking, you know, candlelight vigils. We were talked about this on the show 2 days ago, and it just lit up the phone lines. And as well it should, because people are concerned about their fellow residents and about things they feel are unfair. Well, we started doing research here, and we've gotten a hold of the mayor. And the mayor and I have been playing phone tag. He has been returning my calls. We're going to be able to talk about this today. But we were able to talk to Mr. Jim Hamilton, the director of Development Services for Reading. And he and I talked for a long time, and he is going to be on our show Friday. And he's going to talk about the rules for these eviction notices, what happens before that, other avenues that they pursue. So if you've got some questions, this is a good time to ask Mr. Hamilton. And again, the people in Reading, you know, well over 400 blog hits about wanting to organize and do something to help their fellow residents, which they've done before, by the way. You know, a lady with two children had her utility bill paid by an unknown benefactor. I thought maybe it was Kelly Frost Jr., but he said no, he wanted to, but somebody had already paid it for him. Anyway, but people are concerned about that, and they're concerned. And the other thing, too, is I've talked to a pretty good source that there may be some changes in some of these rules, and the source I have is pretty good. And speaking of sources, Leon Panetta, can you say that name? President-elect Obama has appointed another Clinton member to his cabinet, and this one is not for his cabinet, but he has nominated him for the director of the Central Intelligence Agency. Now, Mr. Panetta, from what I understand, is, you know, he's an eight-term congressman. He's had his own think tank, but he was also the chief of staff for Bill Clinton. So, I mean, he does know his ways around, you know, back alleys and rooms like that. However, he has never had any experience in the intelligence community. I have a couple problems with this. Is not that he wouldn't have the the ear of the president. But he knows his way around the Beltway. But what does he know about intelligence operations? Does he even know what the intelligence cycle is? Does he need to know? If you remember back to Jimmy Carter, everybody says, well, you know, Jimmy Carter, what did he do? Jimmy Carter dismantled the Central Intelligence Agency by taking away the human intelligence aspect of their networks. You know, you've got a number of different types of ints, they call them, and one is HUMINT, human intelligence. He took that apart because they felt like that you could use satellites to eavesdrop and do all these things. Well, as we found out, that doesn't work. The Iranian government at that time, under the Shah, fell. And I'm not saying what's good or bad, whether it fell or not, but if you date it from there, a lot of our problems started with that, and a lot of it started because Carter dismantled the CIA. And it took us decades to recover from what he did. Now, and I'm not even sure we have completely recovered from that. So, what do you think? You know, we got to take a break here. When we come back, we want to talk about that. What do you think about something like this? We've got two wars going on, people, and who do we want in charge of our intelligence? Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. We have people on the phone. We'll be getting back to them as soon as we come back from our break.
Good morning, KQMS News Time News.
Welcome back. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, Leonard Silverman. And also, anything that you could ever possibly want, he's got connections worldwide and the only real watchmaker in Reading. Everything that we do regarding anything jewelry, we go to Four Winds Jewelry. Speaking of the arts, Hockman Studios has gone to the dogs, and on the phone we have Holland Chase. Good morning, Holland.
Good morning, Linda. How are you?
Wonderful. Tell us what's going on.
Well, Gone to the Dogs is a benefit show, and I want to make certain people understand that it's not just Art Hop Saturday night, but that there is a reception for the artists and wine tasting Tuesday, January 13th at 6 p.m., and Vintage is doing an optional $5 per person wine tasting that is a total benefit for Another Chance Animal Welfare League.
Oh, that's wonderful. And did you say that there also any of the art that is going to be sold, a percentage was going to be going to Another Chance?
Yes. Lydia B., Kim Fitzsimmons, and myself are donating 50% of the proceeds.
Isn't that wonderful?
Well, and that's all month long.
So Gone to the Dog. I love your postcard, by the way. I met Holland yesterday in yoga. And, of course, we love Nancy's House of Yoga because she collects the best people in town.
Absolutely.
So, Holland,
actually, the postcard is art from Lydia. In fact, I would have called the show Lydia B. and Her Bitch and Friends because the preponderance of the art is by Lydia with Kim and I helping.
I think we can say that, can't we?
You are so the best.
You can when you refer to dogs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a new puppy in the house, and she is all of the above, and we love every part of it. So, anything else that we can bring light to in this moment?
No, just make sure that you stop by the Vintage Wine Bar again. Come to the artist reception as well as Art Hop Saturday night.
I tell you what we'll do, Holland, is we'll put this on our website as one of the things for people to take a look at.
That's freefireradio.com. Thank you, Holland Chase. And again, it's called Gone to the Dogs, a group show featuring work by Lydia B., Holland Chase, and Kim Fitzsimmons, benefiting Another Chance for the Animal Welfare League. Thank you, and have a wonderful day, Holland.
Thank you. Bye, Linda.
Bye.
Okay, you know, we have an in-studio guest who just rolled in. We have to let him talk because without him, nobody talks.
He's not a guest. He owns the place.
That's true. Steve.
I'm in control.
This is our engineer for the
master
the whole,
controller.
The
I'm
whole
the master
radio
controller.
Station.
Okay. I'm on the Carl and Linda show.
There you go.
I feel really important right now. Anyway,
he's smiling
thanks
too.
For having me in. I appreciate it. The reason I wanted to come on the air real quick was because over the last couple of months, we've been getting a lot of calls from listeners a little irritated about the mistakes we've been making with our programming. We have some issues with our dead air and things like that. And I just wanted to let everybody know that we're doing a lot of things here at this facility, a lot of rewiring, and we're basically rebuilding the station from the ground up. So when that happens, there's a lot of things that could go wrong, and I know a lot of people get irritated when they call, and a lot of them, after I explain the situation, they just go, well, you should have just said something.
Well, that's what we're doing. You know, the fact is that we're having to rewire this place from the ground up, and our transmitters, our towers out there, we've got stuff that's, you know, from the 60s, and Steve has been taking, I mean, literally snowmobiles to get up to the towers and rewelding stuff just so we can stay on the air.
Yeah, a lot of stuff happening, but especially for the KQMS listeners, there's a lot of things. We're changing over to a brand new satellite distribution platform that involves digital audio and things like that. And so, you know, in that process, there's issues with wiring. I'm spending hours and hours programming computers. You know, little mistakes happen when you're up for 15 hours and you forget to put in a comma. You know, and then a dead air happens for, you know, an hour or something. But we're working on it, and we really appreciate all the listeners' patience. And just be patient, stay with us. We'll get it figured out. I have a deadline of January 19th to have hopefully all the bugs worked out.
Wow.
So, great.
But anyway, I just wanted to just come on here and just tell you guys.
You know what? One thing that we've discovered, or I've discovered in my life, is that the unknown is what causes the problems. You know, and people don't understand what's going on, no matter what you're doing in your job, politics, whatever, is that starts rumor control. That starts people being upset. But once people understand what's going on, everybody takes a deep breath, takes a step back, goes, okay, I understand.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to come on here, because right. People need to understand that we're doing the best we can. And like I said, when something happens, I literally have to start at square one and try to figure out what's going on. So, and most of the time it's human error, because the computer only does what it's told. So I got to figure out what I did wrong or what's happening.
Well, thank you, Steve Mena. He is our master engineer, and I know that you're on call. I have seen you come in here.
I sleep here. I have a couch with my name on it.
Yes.
Anyway, Steve, thanks.
That's dedication.
Lot.
Thanks.
All right, bye, guys.
Okay.
Hey, Max. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good
hey,
morning.
Thanks for holding on.
Do you know, when I was a young man, I worked for Standard Stations, and I was told at a meeting in Eureka by the division manager of San Francisco, and actually the five western states, he told a whole group of us that there was enough oil in the continental United States to run the whole world on for the next 200 years. And then 15 years later, we suddenly had a shortage, oil shortage. And then I was listening to your program last night between 8 and 9 o'clock. It was Roger something. Anyway, he made the statement on there that there's enough oil in the Rocky Mountains, and Canada has tapped into it on their side already. And there's enough oil there in the Rocky Mountains to make the Arabia oil look like a puddle. And so I was wondering why we're going through all the things we are. I'm sure it's because of environmentalists.
Well, you know, the thing about it, Max, is you're right. You know, the fact is that, you know, Bush raised the moratorium on offshore drilling, and the Democrats who were fighting it realized that, hey, there's an election coming up, and that's become an issue, so they agreed to it. But it doesn't mean that, you know, that's going to happen, because even if everybody agreed to it, there'd be so many lawsuits against it, because we'd rather pay $700 billion a year or more to our enemies for oil than take it out of the ground right here. I don't understand that. You know, we'd rather do that than build a nuclear plant that gives us, generates power for all of us,
which is
clean power, clean energy. You know, I don't understand that, Max. You know, and you know what? There is oil out there. There's oil shale. There's all types of ways that we could get, that we could become independent in this country, yet nobody seems to be able to take that first step and just say, hey, everybody, get on track. Let's do what's right for our country. Nobody's walking tall or shooting straight anymore.
Boy, you said a mouthful there, and I agree 100% with you.
Yeah, well,
one more question.
Sure.
Are you ever going to have Ray Roberts back?
Raise our buddy.
We'll have him in here sometime.
Make him feel
That's
good.
Right. Yeah, but you know, I've got to give Ray my credit card when he comes on the show. That's the only problem. So anyway, hey, thanks a lot, Max.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye bye.
Ray's been great. He stood in for us for two Saturdays on Free Fire Saturday, and we love Ray. He's been a great mentor of ours, so wonderful. We're going to take a short break here. This is Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio. It's 44 degrees, 8:40 in the morning, and we'll see you on the other side. On the
This is Carl at the bottom. Free Fire Radio here at News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here 221-1402. Okay, let's go back to Panetta. Again, I'm not saying that Panetta is not somebody that is capable. I'm just saying is that we've got two wars going on. We've got terrorism abundant throughout the world. If you just remember India last month, you have Russia rattling its newly forged swords. You've got China getting bolder, stronger. And you have Hugo Chavez sponsoring terror from Venezuela. Is it time to put somebody that's never worked in the intel field in charge of the Central Intelligence Agency? Yes, we hear things like he's capable and they need somebody that hasn't been touched by the Central Intelligence Agency. However, I can tell you is that he is going, they worry about the morale. They say, oh, he can increase the morale there. The only thing that's going to increase the morale of our intelligence community is one is to make right guesses, and I'll tell you what, a lot of times that's all intel is. That's all it is you're taking a number of factors, you boil it down, and it's your best guess about what they're going to do. But the other thing too is the reason that it could work is because the media will lay off the CIA because Obama's president and Panetta is heads up the CIA. They'll lay off them because the media, of course, the mainstream media is in the pocket of the Obamas. But, that's just the way life is. So there may be a chance that way. But I would give, and this is for me, I think Obama's done some good, has made some good picks. I think overall his choices, he's probably like a B-, C+. I think for Panetta, I think there's a D. And just for those reasons. Now, we're getting arguments right here in the newsroom about that. The big thing about Panetta is he wasn't tainted by anybody that had anything to do with the interrogations of the prisoners, the waterboarding. But let me tell you something, people. You don't think Nancy Pelosi didn't know about it? She knew about it. She was briefed on it. She went along with it. So for her to say that, oh, this is terrible, she is a hypocrite. A total hypocrite, as is anybody else that was on those committees that said they did not know about it. They did know about it. They've got proof of that. So what I feel about that is before you become a hypocrite and you condemn things, you got to look at the people that are saying it. Everybody knew about it. It's like the Democrats saying, oh, we're going to end the war. They didn't end the war. They could have. They could have voted for it. They didn't do it, did they? Why? It's all words. It's all words. They're all on the same side. Yeah. And, Kelly's rubbing his fingers together. Yeah, it's money. But speaking of Hugo Chavez, we used to think is kind of like one of those funny little guys in a comic opera with that funny little suit on he wears down there. Well, take another look. Hugo Chavez is a worldwide sponsor of terrorism. He's the one that's backing Iran. He is pushing real hard for bad things to happen in the United States. Guess what? He at one point he said, "Hey, I'm going to give fuel oil to the poor Americans." So he had 200,000 families he was letting to have up in the Northeast have cheaper fuel oil, and this was headed up by the Joe Kennedy II, and his was heading up this group of people that was getting the money, the Citizens Energy president Joseph Kennedy, but now it looks like Chavez is cutting back on that. He's cutting back on it because CITGO, and that's, by the way, that's CITGO, that's CITGO, that due to falling oil prices, they're not going to be able to do that because CITGO, CITGO, is the one that fuels Chavez's government. This is Chavez who doesn't, even though it's called a democracy, if you run against Chavez, things happen to you. You can't even run ads for your party. You can't do anything. You can't have rallies. Shop business people take it apart. And this is a democracy. The fact they're still standing up to him is the strength of some of the Venezuelan people. Anyway, Hugo Chavez makes his money through CITGO. C-I-T-G-O. Well, I looked around because, you know, I thought, you know what, why do I want to buy gas from this guy? Well, I looked around because I'm going to boycott it. So I looked around for Redding. Oh, there's none in Redding. So I looked at Red Bluff. No, there's none in Red Bluff either. Corning? Nope. So the nearest one is in Auburn, California. So join me. So the next time you go to Auburn, California, don't go to that Citgo. That'll show him. We got to take a quick break here. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Free Fire Radio. News Talk 1400 KQMS. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, this portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop. Joe and Shelley have got coffee, teas, the best humidor in the North State, and they are great Americans.
Walk-in humidor.
Walk-in humidor. You know what? They do things for this community. They are our friends. They are the friends of Redding. Good morning, Art.
Yes, Carl, now that you've single-handedly destroyed Citgo in the western United States, I'll...
Yeah, will you join me on this? I think there's one station. I looked around. I said, wait a minute. How can I boycott something that's not even within 150 miles of me?
Well, if Hugo goes down, you're the man that did it, okay?
Okay, you know what? I've probably already been listed. He's probably been listening to this show, and he's got me on his enemies list.
I hope I'm on there, too. On to Panetta. What Obama has done with Panetta is he's appointed someone that he's absolutely sure of will never prosecute these people that they have down on the island down there. They're going to end waterboarding. They're going to end any sort of pressure torture, any sort of extensive questioning. I would not be surprised if they haul them all up, get them a lawyer, and give them a trial just like they would you or I. That's why Panetta's there. He's going to reverse the Bush policy that's produced results. And it shows something else about Obama himself. He's repeatedly went back to old Clinton retreads for his cabinet people. And that tells me that he doesn't have a clue who to put in these positions. So he's had to go back and dig up history. And all this is Clinton redone with a different leader and maybe a lot more liberal one. That's what this guy's done. But he sold everybody a bill of goods about all the great change he was going to do, and he's got himself elected.
Well, you know, there's a lot you're saying there, Art, that's absolutely true, I believe. And I think a lot of people are starting to take a look back. I mean, a lot of the liberals that put him in there, that raised the money, they're taking a step back and they're looking, you know, what's he doing to, you know, they went against Clinton, and they went against Clinton hard. You know, they went out to destroy her, and they did a pretty good job of it. And so now it's Clinton too.
And it is. It's just a retreads.
Except for Gates. Gates was a good choice. You know, I applaud him for that. You know, he did not change. Yeah.
That's the hilarious part. Obama went around the country skyhooting for a year about the war, about how wrong it was, and how he's going to end it. And the minute he gets in, do you think he takes a chance on actually pulling troops out? Hell no. He goes back to Gates, who Bush has relied on. I mean, this guy has shown himself time and time again. Will anybody figure it out? Probably not.
Well, the thing is you know, let me go on the other side here, though, Art. The fact is that he was pragmatic in this, and the fact is that we are winning in Iraq, and that's huge. And, he didn't change Gates. He
didn't have the guts to.
Well, that may be he didn't have, but, you know, it's something like this with the war going on, leaving the Secretary of Defense in there for another year. I think that was a good choice. Now, the other part is, though, but the other things you're saying are very viable. You know, the fact is that he's gone around and he's taken people that were in existing jobs and putting them back into it again.
Sure.
That isn't, to me, a lot of change in the government.
There is no change. Yeah. And this guy hasn't even got in office yet. And look at the scandal-plagued people that have went down around him, all his personal pals. Suddenly, he don't know them.
Well, I just know is that I There's questions. It really is, Art, just like you have. But for me,
we're in for a 4-year ride, brother, and it ain't going to be an easy one.
Hey, Art, thanks for your phone call.
Take care, man.
You bet. Well, you know, I know that Kelly, who is our local liberal here, is that every time something happens like this, Kelly just shakes his head, and he's agreeing with some of this stuff. Not everything, of course, but it's true. You know, the only time I've seen, Obama really go out there, kind of out there to the liberal side, is in his people who is national science advisor, who a couple of global warming types went out of Berkeley. Now, that could have a huge impact on everybody. I don't think they really realize yet how much, when we start talking about capping, our carbon footprint, what that's going to do to people and a few other things. But Obama is, the curtain's still up. He hasn't walked in, been sworn in yet as president. Okay. Hey, look, I want to remind everybody that Friday we're going to be devoting our entire show to this REU brouhaha that's going on about evictions, about people being evicted because they can't pay their utility bills, from their homes, from their apartments. We've got Jim Hamilton, who's the director of the services there, that's going to do it.
We also want to remind you to always look at freefireradio.com, email us, call us, let us know your thoughts, what you want to hear, what you want to talk about, any special guests you want us to get on. It's our pleasure to serve you.
Remember, this is your radio show. We lose control of it as soon as we start, because as soon as you start calling, as we switch from there. But just remember that this is Carl and Linda Bott from Free Fire Radio, and it's a good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?